chapter 15, verses 16 through 32. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters. They called together the whole battalion, and they clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. They began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed, and spitting on him, and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down from now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. In the days that the New Testament was written, for Mark to say what he says in verse 24, simply, "They crucified him," that was enough. People were familiar, too familiar, with crucifixion. But it's very easy for us today to just gloss over how awful this really was. Here's what a typical execution by crucifixion consisted of. First, the victim's back was torn open by beating, by scourging. And then as the blood began to dry, it was ripped open again when they tore the clothes off the victim. Then as he's thrown to the ground to attach his hands to the crossbeam that he would carry, the wounds are torn open again and contaminated with dirt or whatever else is on the ground. But then the victim has to carry the crossbeam from their cross through a sort of parade led by a Roman centurion. And someone would be back there repeatedly announcing the victim's name and their crimes as they marched to their death. And in Jesus' case, they probably would have been announcing Jesus, King of the Jews, which is what would later be written above his cross as his crime. Now, because of Jesus' severe beating, he couldn't carry the weight of the 75 to 100-pound crossbeam, so they made another guy carry it. Now, when the nail's driven through the wrist, it severs that large nerve going to the hand. And this nerve produces excruciating pain in both arms and would often result in a claw-like grip in the victim's hands. And then as he hung on the cross, each breath that he took made those already painful wounds on his back scrape against the wood of the cross. And beyond the excruciating pain and the wounds, the posture of crucifixion made it painful and almost impossible to breathe. The weight of the body pulling down on the arms and shoulders made it feel like you could breathe in but not out. And this would lead to muscle cramps, which would make it even harder to breathe, in addition to being painful. And to breathe a good breath, you had to push up against the feet and your shoulders, which would put the weight of the body on those nail-pierced feet and hands and produce a searing pain. And lifting your body for a breath also scraped those same wounds on the back against that rough cross. Each attempt to get a proper breath was agonizing. And often insects and birds would land on the bodies and tear at those open wounds or bury themselves deep inside. And eventually death would come. And it would come many different ways. Blood loss. Suffocation from not being able to breathe. Dehydration. They could have a heart attack. Heart failure. Organs could begin to shut down. And if the victim didn't die quickly enough, they would break their legs so that they couldn't push up to breathe. Crucifixion was so bad that we actually get our English word from excruciating from the Roman word out of the cross. And that's just the physical toll. This doesn't even mention the spiritual and the emotional toll that went along with it. And Jesus went through that for you, for me. Crucifixion is ugly because sin is ugly. Sin is so terrible in the sight of God that this terrible thing was the punishment. And Jesus didn't even take the drink, the myrrh, to ease his pain. He wanted to make sure he absorbed every bit of the pain and suffering that was owed to you and owed to me. And he did. Our sin was so bad, but God is so good. Just take a moment today and thank Jesus for his sacrifice on the cross. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast, or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com, or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.